It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And on a Friday flashback that is brought to you by Visit Cleburne, since it was Hank night, the Railroaders game last night in Cleburne. Well, it can be Railroaders here on the flashback there, since it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. So we need a train song, and one we've never... I did not see that coming, and that's on me.
That's on me.
To the year.
1988.
And a train song so far, we haven't quite jumped on board yet with
those who remain.
Little Rose and Cash.
The sign of the cross.
Pete Roseanne, too.
A runaway train. 1988's
A Runaway Train. Running off the rails, recorded by Roseanne Cash. Actually written by a fellow named Jon Stewart, but not from The Daily Show. More on him in a little bit. It was the fourth single and fourth number one from her album, Huge 88, King's Record Shop. Became her 10th number one overall. That said all sorts of things, too, as it established Roseanne Cash as the first female solo artist to register four number ones from the same album. So she did it before anybody else. As far as the song, that Jon Stewart that wrote it, he'd been writing songs for a very long time, including some pretty notably big songs over the years. Like Daydream Believer, which I kind
of
just want to play too.
But
that would be a different station. Anyway, Roseanne Cash first heard the song through a demo, the rough cut, recorded by none other than Mary Chapin Carpenter. Roseanne said, I am just going to pretty much do it that way. I don't think that version exists, at least on tape anywhere anymore, Mary Chapin's. But this one, heavily influenced by it, is reported. So, there you go, Cleburne Railroaders. Stay on the tracks as they go.
I'm worried about you.